is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Signs That Delivered.
You okay, buddy? You gonna make it?
Oh, I feel that.
Yeah.
It's just, man, just... Listen, I'm Panda. I like Signs Still Delivered.
I mean, I'm Dan. No, I'm tired. It's late.
Did you
let it come to you?
Let it come to you. Signs Still Delivered this week.
I've got a lot of heat from the postables lately. Yeah. I despise Signs Still Delivered. April Fools, I do despise Signs Still Delivered. And this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
Guess who's back? Pollen. Pollen's back.
Yes, it is.
It's a pollen season.
We get that first breeze of pollen in like late February here in South Carolina.
It's just brutal. People are starting to mow their lawns.
Oh, my. Forget it.
It's been a rough weekend for me. I've been crying all weekend.
Have you seen the pollen scale?
Of course I've seen the pollen scale.
And like the pollen scale, it's so dumb. I don't know the actual numbers. They may have changed it. But I remember seeing it. The pollen scale goes to like 10,000. And like Greenville and Atlanta are like 85,000. Make a new scale. Like what?
Let's just do 1 to 10. Like why are we?
They're just showing you excessive amounts of pollen.
That's right. Like
I will say weather.
The cap is here.
Weather needs to pick a range. You got 1 to 5 for tornadoes.
Yep.
No. Yeah.
Yes.
1 to 5 for hurricanes.
Yep.
1 to 10 for earthquakes.
That's right.
1 to 100,000 for pollen.
Dude. I'm looking at the pollen scale right now.
So it's like kind of out of hand. Guys, Signs Still Delivered, movie time, Christmas. I've been waiting for this, I think, my whole life, and I didn't know it. So very excited to dive into this one with you guys. Shout out to everybody who's been keeping track with us. We are doing something a little bit different next week and the week after.
Yes,
true story. We've got a couple of big movies coming out that aren't Hallmark Channel movies, but we are contractually obligated to cover any Tyler Hines movie and any Nikki DeLoach or Andrew Walker
movie. Oh, that's true.
Those are all in our contracts, and those are unformidable. That's not the word. But there's nothing we can do about it, I think, is what I'm trying to get to. And so I don't really know the plan yet. We haven't really solidified it. But I think 1 week, well, there won't be a Signs Still Delivered, and 1 week there won't be a Wind Calls the Heart. We'll be covering both of those movies in the weeks that they come out. So excited about those. A couple of one is not actually a mystery. One's just a they just put it on there. But one of them is a mystery. It's a chocolate mystery with Andrew Walker and Nikki DeLoach.
Chocolate mystery.
Ooh. I am
here for it.
The best mysteries are chocolate.
They are. That's true.
I'd say,
like a box of chocolates, for instance.
Yeah.
Mystery.
You never, from what I gather, you never know what you're gonna get.
That's chocolat. True. There's a mystery there.
Yep.
Yeah. What happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock? Still a mystery. For us, you probably know by now, listening to this.
And we will too.
Will too as well.
That's right.
Probably should have mentioned it again.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
This is going to age well, I feel
I
like.
Think so.
Yeah.
What'd you find out, Dan, about pollen?
Anything over a 500 is a very one to, hold on, give me another second. I'll look it up again.
A lot of numbers he threw out there, bud.
I hate to say it, Dan, but I'm more confused.
1 to 9 is low. 10 to 49 is moderate. 50 to 499 is high. 500 or higher is very high. Greenville and Atlanta consistently are in the tens of thousands.
Law pollen out there, guys.
Now, why right is now we're only at 179. I want to be clear. We're only at 179 right now.
That's great.
But why is it? Why am I so sad?
Because it's the first whiff of it. It's like that first little bit of pollen.
How long does pollen last, though? It's not long, right?
What do you mean?
How long does pollen last?
How long does pollen last?
1 to 49. That's a dumb scale.
It's a bad scale.
So wait, 49 to 500 is that the range?
Is high.
Not good.
Bad.
And then 500 is like, oh no!
And then above that, forget it.
Is there ever a place that doesn't have a lot of pollen?
Yeah, I was in the Pacific Northwest for spring break. There's no pollen.
How is there no pollen?
It
out
rains
there?
Every day.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
But sometimes rain can shake it up.
Shake it up. Rain always helps pollen.
Rain helps, but then the weeks follows.
Correct. So why don't we just all stand outside and spray water up in the air?
That's not a bad idea. All right, everybody, you've heard your responsibilities.
Atlanta, the highest count ever, 5,733.
Okay,
that's fine. Pretty high.
When 500 is very high, yes.
But what's the point?
I don't understand the point.
Guys, we got to get the scale under control.
Yes.
Let's get the pollen under control and then the scale. You guys ready to dive into this?
Let's do it.
Signed, sealed, delivered for Christmas. Mm. Originally aired on November 24th.
Ooh, Thanksgiving week, probably.
2014.
You thought I was done.
No, actually, you thought you were done, Rippy.
I gave my eulogy prematurely.
Yes.
Reports of Rippy's death have been exaggerated because I'm still here and I'm eating ribs with the best of them.
What are you going to be doing next week,
buddy? I'm talking about Tom Dolahan. He's a best rib eater. I'm talking about Sherry's. She eats ribs better than anybody I've seen. I'm sorry,
her name is Sherry's.
Yeah.
Sherry's?
Yes. I had ribs with Panda this morning.
This
Normally we do Wednesday ribs morning, but this week we did Friday.
Morgan.
You know why?
Why?
Because Wednesday Panda was busy.
That's true.
He had to reschedule, but he's a man of his word.
I said, I can't get to your ribs today. Friday it is.
And he was there.
I don't know.
We smacked our lips, not with each other, on the ribs.
Yep.
Ruby, I don't know if you know this, but the Postable's not a fan of you.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm not a fan of you.
You've made it abundantly clear about.
It's very little.
Wait,
that
the
I
Postables
ever
don't like Rippy?
They don't like Rippy.
Don't like
Rippy. Good Lord, Panda. Rippy, how are you a fan of his?
He means well.
That's fair. He does.
He means well.
That's accurate.
His heart is in the right place.
This is your,
unlike you, you heart of darkness.
This is your last episode.
Your soul is empty, and I don't know where else you could keep a nap, but if you could float me one, that would be great.
This is your last episode. You got anything to say? Got anything to say?
I do. You haven't floated me one single solitary nap.
I have.
You have not.
I have.
You have not.
Take it to the tape.
I'll take you to the tape, and I'll leave you there.
And it went a little something like this.
The Postables don't like him.
It's Postables don't like anything if we say the episode's bad. If we say the episode's good, the Postables are on board.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've learned about the Postables.
It's Christmas at the DOL. DLO. I always D-O-L. Do that.
Dead on letters.
Dude, those letters are dead on. It's a big deal, Christmas is. They have answered 20,000 letters in 25 days or so, they say. The crew,
our taxpayers are doing this.
The crew is getting ready for Christmas and the big Christmas ball. It's a an evening for lovers. The evening for lovers, if you can believe it. Shane convinces Rita to get a new dress in hopes of something special happening with Norman. There's a new hot shot at the post office that has taken a liking to Shane, and they dance at the ball, and Oliver is real jealous because she's using their moves. Shane loses her necklace that she always wears, and guess who finds it? Hot shot new guy Jordan. Hot shot Jordan tells the gang that a new letter came in, and they need their help with it. It's a letter to God written by a little girl. That is basically like, my mom is sick. We had to go to the hospital, but I promised her that I would be the shepherd in a play. I need a miracle so I don't have to break my promise. So they track her down, and her father is there with her at the hospital, and they come up with a way to make this girl's dream come true. Do a pageant at the hospital. As we prepare to do that, Jordan gives Oliver another letter from God to figure out. In the process, he bumps into his old Sunday school teacher. She reminds him of a time that he went away for Christmas and claimed that he met an angel by a Christmas tree that was growing out of a rock. He then continues on his journey, but gets stopped again by a Santa that's asking for money and says, hey, can you watch my post while I go into the store? Eventually, he just goes back to the hospital, envelope in hand, mission unsuccessful.
Unaccomplished?
Yes.
Unsuccessful. Both.
Shane is with the little girl practicing with her. Her mom is beep, start to do one long beep. And so that's not good. So they take her. She has to deliver the baby or else bad things will happen. And so Oliver goes to pray in the chapel. Hot shot Jordan is there, and it becomes apparent that Jordan is Oliver's Christmas tree angel from back in the day. What? Didn't see it coming.
You could see, say he was touched by an angel.
Oh.
We're this inspires Oliver to go deliver that letter finally. He has a realization while talking to Shane that this letter to God was actually Shane's as a child, which is why she hates Christmas. He gives her a speech about how her prayer has been answered. She has an amazing family right here. They hug. It's real sweet. Shane ends up giving up her necklace for the sake of the show. They put on the show. Everyone loves it. The mom lives. We're all loving it. Shane, Norman, and Rita get in a cab to leave for the holiday, and Oliver takes a cab. They go and get in the car. He takes a cab. He gets back to the office, and it is all decorated for Christmas. The Christmas tree from The Rock is in the office, and he starts to decorate it with all these things, and they're having a wonderful time. Well, Rita, Norman, and Shane walk back into the office because they missed them. They see all that's going on. They end up dancing. Well, first, Shane and Norman dance, and Oliver and Rita dance, and then they switch, and Rita and Norman finally dance together, and Oliver gives Shane her necklace that he got from the cab driver, and everybody's having a very Merry Christmas indeed. And that, my friends, was signed, sealed, delivered for Christmas.
We did it.
We did do it. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break this movie down on this show. Take the hallmark.
Nailed it.
Come it, guys. Say it with me.
Sometimes when I say it with you, you say it's yours to say.
And sometimes, to be fair, your pausing is erratic.
And then sometimes when we don't say it, then you get mad we don't say it.
What have I ever said it's mine to say?
Oh my gosh, we've got that on tape for the last 2 weeks.
And guys, that was...
on this show, we like to call...
delivered for Christmas.
Take the hallmark.
Deck the hallmark. Stop it, Brand. I'm with Rippy.
Here you are.
Guys, let's talk about
best
this movie.
Best friends forever.
Science Show delivered for Christmas. The first movie after 10 episodes of the program.
Yep.
It's Christmas. Let's talk about
it. It's Christmas Eve.
And it's Christmas Eve.
Hot take.
Panda, what's your hot take, pal? What'd you think about this movie?
Yeah, phenomenal. Here's why. Science Show delivered meets...
Touched by an angel.
Touched by an angel meets just... the supernatural vibe that we enjoy during the Christmas season meets Christmas feels. It's wonderful. It's delightful. I would also say, like, just, you know, not to get overly serious here, but the Godwink movies tried to be something that unabashedly brings God into the conversation for a religious sake during the holiday season. It's the one thing that Hallmark puts out that is religious, if you want to call it that, for the Christmas season. If you want to see how to do a sort of religious, in my opinion, a religious episode of television well, this is it. They do a really good job of acknowledging from an unabashedly, I would say, Christian viewpoint. I think they do a pretty good job of doing that. And again, you know, that's my background. That's my vibe. So
that's your background, that's your vibe.
That's my vibe. And so it's I'm looking at this, and they do a really good job of, I think, having those conversations with gravitas while not demeaning and making overly cheesy the religious aspect of it, in my opinion. I didn't think it was over the top. I thought they treat it with proper gravitas, whereas in with Godwink, they're trying to add gravitas to it, and they make it seem trivial in the process.
I think the difference is that, you know, nowadays people want to be pro-Christian, not Christian, pro-Christian because of a political viewpoint. And
right.
So the Godwink movies aren't there. The reason we can make so much fun of them, in my opinion, is because they're not actually, they're trying to sell God.
Yes, 100%.
They're trying to sell this idea that God's involved somehow. Whereas Martha Williamson is a woman of faith.
Yes.
And it's very evident through years of Touched by an Angel.
Yes.
And this particular episode that faith is very important to her.
Yes.
And she likes to portray it on screen. And they allowed her to do it, which is not the case.
And I thought they handled it well. Like, I know, you, I mean, you may disagree with that, but like, I thought overall, there's not a lot to nitpick there from my perspective. I thought they did a really good job. I think they didn't trivialize it. And I'm a huge fan of this episode. I thought there's some goofy moments in it. I think that the dead letter stuff is with the girl and putting on the play in the hospital. There's some parts where you're just like, I don't know. But overall, it works. And I'm willing to suspend maybe a little bit more suspend disbelief here precisely because it's a Christmas episode. And so that works for me. I love this episode. Loved it.
I'm at a loss. I just absolutely adored this from start to finish. It was like created for me.
It was. That's true.
I cried multiple times, like pretty good boy tears. And the Christmas worked, the angel stuff mm-hmm. worked, which to Panda's point almost never does. Mm. I'm anti-angel. No, it worked for me. And I honestly didn't see it coming. I don't know.
Did you not?
No, didn't realize it.
Really?
I realized it when he was in the chapel with him.
Like, when he said, "Can I sit at your table?" I was like, something's wrong. And then he has that talk with Oliver where he's like, "She's really into you." And I was like, dude's an angel. Like, literally said it out loud.
Good on
dude's
you.
An angel.
I didn't get it. I didn't see it coming, which I think maybe.
Touched by an angel gets to do a Christmas movie. That's an angel. That's yeah, how that
that's
works.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's an angel.
That's fair.
Period.
After
they just missed the backlight.
After I realized, after the realization, I'm like, oh yeah, there it is. That makes sense. Because the whole time they're doing the thing about the tree and the rock, I'm like, what's the freaking point of this? Like, why are they telling us this story?
Very well. Didn't shaded in.
Doesn't matter to me. Yeah. Worked for me 100%. And once again, Oliver just knocks it out of the freaking park with his speech to Shane.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Good Lord.
Stop, man.
Just one, a great speech. Just, I thought it was well written. But two, the acting is so dang good in that scene on both sides.
So good.
So good. The Christmas was great. The end of this movie was great. It all worked for Bran. I think it's my new favorite Science Hill delivered thing. Better than any of the episodes, better than the first movie. I just absolutely love this. Give me more of that. Dan.
Yeah, so the angel stuff never works for me.
Because you hate God?
In fact, I would actually say it's the opposite of that. I think that this manipulative, like, there are guardian angels out there winking, controlling things weirdly, and then just stepping in occasionally to do things like this isn't much better than the idea of a God wink. Now, what this does, though, what that plot device does, which I hated the plot device, it gets some really good moments and some really great stuff in this movie.
I'm sorry, everybody.
What's happening right now?
I was looking at the comments. Yeah. That's on me.
Yeah.
It should be muted because it was earlier.
Listen to me.
No.
This is why Rippy doesn't like you.
I'm right, Rippy on this one.
Yeah.
This is why?
So
I thought it was because of the
maps. The angel conceit from the beginning, I hated. Everything else about this movie, I loved. The angel conceit's bad, and I think it doesn't do a lot for really the rest of what the message of this film is. And you said it, Bran, but Oliver gets to give a speech in this movie that is his best speech. It's about the meaning of Christmas from the perspective of someone with faith. I think that this movie honors people of faith very well.
Yeah.
And what I think is great about that is it doesn't honor one brand or interpretation of the Bible well. It honors people of faith. People that have a faith and hope in something bigger than themselves and understand that sometimes it's just enough to know that you don't have it figured out, but there's a bigger thing happening that you're not aware of. This movie affirms those people, affirms people like all three of us, I would say, that are men of faith. And I applaud that greatly because I think it gives Oliver the opportunity to give a speech. I don't know if Shane's, you know, reluctance I buy super well, but there is so much that really works about this movie. And I'll say this, I'll go a step further than that. If we were watching this movie in a slate of Christmas movies, okay? So just to parallel this with Wind Calls the Heart for a second, we saw Wind Calls the Heart out of the box, greatest Christmas blessing. It's awful. Awful. And everybody's like, you got to go back and watch everything. Had we seen this
out of context,
out of the box, with no context, not only would we have understood what was going on by the end of this movie, but we would have all said it was the best movie of the season, most likely. That would have been my guess.
Yeah.
It is easily a top 10 Hallmark Christmas movie for me, because Hallmark hasn't made many good Christmas movies, in my opinion. And this movie, the angel stuff doesn't work for me, but it does deliver the plot, no pun intended, deliver the plot to a point where we get some very great cathartic moments, some great speeches, and some great performances. And for that, I am very, very thankful. This is also my favorite thing Seinfeld Delivered has done, because the high moments of this are just so, so good that you get you get 80 some minutes, and if you get 40 some minutes and half of it's bad, half of it's good, you leave kind of like, nah. You got an hour 25 and you get 20 or 30 that I don't care about. I got some meat on that bone. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like I got a solid, you know, almost an hour probably that I just thought was really, really solid and good character development. I thought Jeff Gustafson was really good in this episode, mm-hmm. had some really fun, quirky moments. The Shane and Oliver stuff worked for me. Plenty of feels. The central speech by Oliver about hope and meaning.
Amazing.
Is wonderful about, you know, a message of hope being what's important. I think that's wonderful. So yeah, it's a win for me for sure.
It's a win for me, dog. Let's talk about the feels. Panda, what you got?
This is wonderful. Love came down. This is part of Oliver's speech. Yeah. He goes, love came down whether you deliver every letter or have a perfect marriage. He's just, man, that'll preach. He does just some really wonderful things there. The speech at the very end, just absolutely incredible. And then one final thing that I like the scene when the little girl climbs into Shane's lap. And they share that moment together where she goes, hey, can I just climb into your mm-hmm. lap during this time? I thought that's a really sweet moment, really charming, endearing. And it, I think, shows you the depth of, you know, the stuff that Shane's working through. And at the same time, just her compassion for the little girl in the midst of a really dark moment for her. Just really wonderful, really wonderful scene.
And in that moment, the little girl says, hello, I like your necklace. And she says, it's my favorite thing. And she says, what's your favorite thing? And the girl says, my mommy and daddy. And good Lord.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know what you want from me. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? You know, the Legend of the Fourth Wise Men really worked for me. I really enjoyed it. And I found myself like.
You knew he was an angel by then, right?
Yes.
Okay. Dark, good.
Wait.
He's telling the Legend of the Fourth Wise Men. And I just was captivated by it. I loved it.
You've heard that story before.
I've never heard that story.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I never heard it.
I mean,
So maybe that's why it worked
Baptist
for me.
Boy circle.
The old Baptist boy circle.
Maybe that's why it worked for me.
Okay.
Maybe
they
it works.
Start off with the fourth wise man, and then they by the end, they're just singing
all the good stuff. Victory in Jesus.
Victory in Jesus. Yeah. It's just great.
That's right.
He sought me.
What do you do?
And he bought me with his redeeming love. He loved me I knew him, and all my love is true him.
Do him.
Is do him, you're right. Yeah. He plunged me
to victory
beneath the
gotta be honest,
cleansing flood.
As a kid, and this should come as no surprise, but they always lose me at plunged me.
Yeah.
I just started thinking about plungers. Yeah, I start laughing.
I'm there. I'm there with you.
Nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
Dan?
So, you know, Oliver's speech is the showstopper. I think anybody with a pulse would tell you that speech, if you've never seen anything from Seinfeld Delivered, the calm in the storm that he gives that speech, the words are great, the meaning is great, but the calm in the storm on his face and what Mabius does there is out of bounds good. But for me, I adored the end of this movie. I don't know exactly why I adored it. The only thing I can attribute that to is that I actually love these characters, mm-hmm. which is something I've never said about pretty much anything on Hallmark at all. And there is something about him showing up. The fact that tree was there, I thought was overkill and was dumb. I didn't care about that. The fact that it's decorated for Christmas and he's there, and then the three of them walk in and he said, "You missed your flight." And they said, "We miss you."
Ugh.
That was the most emotional moment for me in the show. Like, that was like, oh my goodness. Like, this is Great. And then they do the thing where they each teach the other one how to dance and they switch. Ugh. And like every episode seems to end with dancing. And Martha is writing like, who knows if we're going to get another one of these. So we're going to end it with dancing like we always do. If that's the last, and Postables won't like this, if that's the last thing they ever do, it's perfect. Like, right? Like, if that's the last thing they ever
A24.
That's A24. No, that is not A24 for you. But if that's the last thing they ever do, you leave and you're filled, right? You're filled with what the show means, what it's about, and the characters in a great place. And you can't ask for much more than that. And so the ending of this movie, holy, because I got to be honest, before the ending, I was like, man, really good stuff. Angel stuff didn't like, bleh. And then the ending sticks that landing. Yep. I was like, that's great.
If it's A24, it ends with...
No. I'll tell you where it ends. He's trying to hail a cab and the light shines in his face. Roll credits.
It shines in his face and it cuts to the Christmas tree in the rock and someone's cutting it down.
That's right.
No, it ends with just a letter catching on fire in the post office. And as they're dancing, the whole post office is going up in flames, but they still all keep dancing. Yeah. Why?
No one's sure.
No one's sure.
And some kid comes in on the skateboard and you're like, what?
What?
We'll be right back here in a moment.
Say it with me.
Welcome to the back.
Here's the back.
Welcome the back. You nailed it.
Welcome to the front. Welcome to the left side. Welcome to the right side. We're back and we're doing Wait What? Part of the show we're talking about what in this movie made us say Wait What? Panda?
I am. So we know how fast the Dead Letter group moves here. The Postables move pretty, not the fastest. And at what point, Shane says they've processed 20,000 dead letters in 25 days. Now, I get that some of those were the old.
It's Christmas. Not just the DLO, though. It's a full department working on that, which leaves more questions.
Which, what's the post office doing right now?
They're using, and I'm going to go full on crazy nut, old man libertarian. They're using our taxes. Dollars.
That's what I was saying. Like, when, this is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's like, wild. That is absolutely... absolutely wild. I've got nothing else to contribute to that. The only other wait what I have is the fact that they are allowing so many people to do things inside a hospital that I just gotta be honest with you, you're not gonna be able to do in a hospital.
No, this
doesn't matter what the government says, you're still not gonna pull that off.
The show is about letters, but the HIPAA violations certainly are not signed and sealed.
No, they are not.
They are out in the public for everyone to see.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
So anyway, those are my two biggest wait what's. Otherwise, pretty solid.
I have two. One, you know, I know the guy is, he's decorating a tree with an angel. But how are they getting those little shells with holes in them? They were real shells. With holes and ribbon.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That should have been like, hey, what's going on here type of situation. Did you come? Did you bring the shells, yeah. Angel?
Man, that's tough.
Yeah, he was a little boy.
But the angel, like, I want to decorate this tree coming out of a rock for Christmas, but I do want it to still be true to the beach. So I'm going to bring shells with holes in them.
I will say I didn't write it down, but that story should not become more meaningful to Oliver as he gets older. It should become more disturbing, right? There was a tree, it was out of a rock, and there was a guy down there, and he seemed like a nice guy. He was helping me decorate it with shells and whatnot.
Yeah. The last one is the Santa Claus that he talks to that lets him know that he got the letter from a girl that... after he was married, a girl that also loved him. I want, like, now I'm just intrigued by how often that happens.
Yeah.
Cause that can cause some soggy grass there. If you're not careful.
Some soggy grass.
Luckily for him, it seemed to work out. Okay. I thought he was going to sock him.
No.
You know, like Will Smith socked Chris Rock,
you know, a week
ago.
the Santa, that was a weird, that letter and the girlfriend, and he's married to someone else 6 months later.
Yeah.
He said.
Yeah.
He was supposed to get a letter from his girlfriend, didn't get it.
But, in the letter?
He's married to someone else.
What's in the letter, though? Because he says, it proved to me that I made the right choice.
Yeah. Nothing. We don't have a What the Hallmark segment, unfortunately.
No, so just, there you go.
That's weird. That's crazy. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
can I interest you in a cup of Folgers coffee? Because holy cow.
Only if it comes out of a bag of Walmart. Man, this is good. This is prime
Folgers
Walmart.
Folgers Walmart time was real in this episode.
Yes, it was.
I got a question. They're doing these gifts, like you said, 20,000, 25 days. And they're counting down. 10, 9. And it's like Chopped or something. And Norman puts the last gift on the whatever there and puts his hands off of it. Why are they counting down? They all went to the spa afterwards and they got off work early that day. What was the countdown for?
How many the letters
last
they
gift
had?
To last
there's wrap? Time. It, the countdown wouldn't, they're not counting down how many letters. They had to finish in a certain amount of time.
I don't know,
right?
Man.
Was it a timed event?
It was a timed event.
It's a timed event.
You get up
What's
early.
What's the time?
You get up early. It's early. It's early, boy.
But what happens if he doesn't put the
they
box
have to
on
stay
there?
For the, they have to stay for the hour. All right. They made it.
Let's just
the
say bo- it's a good thing
I
you mean, did it.
I got
the boss
up in the
says
moment.
If you finish by 3, you can leave. But if it's over 3, you have to stay till 4.
I got caught up in the moment, and I was like, man, he got it with 1 second to spare. And I'm like, what was the spare? What
was the alternative? What happens if he doesn't get it?
Nothing.
We can't mail that one. Sorry.
Yeah. Even if you're an official postal worker and the nurse knows that, the nurse cannot, in good conscience, give you the name and room number and diagnosis of a patient in the hospital.
But what if you ask real nice?
In HIPAA, maybe there is a little bit of leeway
wiggle
about
room in the HIPAA. There's a Christmas Carol clause where if you're singing songs,
there's only what like 6 or 7 laws in HIPAA.
That's it. That's just a few. Not
like
many.
Number one, don't
do it.
Number two, but.
I know Rita has a photographic memory, and I know she knows all the zip codes. I know she knows all that. Why does she know all the flights?
I had that written down.
Why
as well.
Does she know all the flights? That is not, she would never, they've never established. Shay looks at her and goes, what's the latest flight to Arizona? And she goes, what?
What would be great is if she put her hand on a computer.
And then Norman's
I've
like,
got it.
Norman's like,
I've absorbed
a photographic
it.
Memory. That's not what that means. Having a photographic memory does not mean you know everything.
Maybe she just looked it up earlier that day.
Shane's flight was already booked.
But maybe she's like, this just, you know, could come in handy.
What I'm going to do is the zip codes are all done. I'm going to start looking at flights.
Maybe she just looked at, like, maybe it was one of those things where she was, Shane was like, hey, I've got flights going out. And then she was like, oh, let me just
look. Shane asked her, like, with the full confidence that Rita's going to know this information. Rita's going to know it. She's going to have it because she's got all the flights down. And she knew the layover. She knew why everything. I didn't quite understand.
Some people
that
say I have a photographic memory. Try it out.
Who are those people? You ready?
Joe Photo.
What did you say?
Your phone.
Nice. Man, you do.
So good.
Did we do it?
Yeah.
Great. It's time for the Postal Worker of the Week. It's where we dive into the world of a postal worker. And Panda does that deep dive and lets us know, you know, something. Dan, who do we have?
Steep Stoltz today. Steep Stoltz.
Steep
is his first name.
Great.
I don't know Stoltz? What to tell you. Steep Stoltz, yes. Steep Stoltz is, what's hard about that?
Nothing. I'm just, for the people at home.
Steep Stoltz is his name.
Yep.
Postal worker 768,000.
Yep. 768,000.
I've been amazed by how convenient the numbers are so far. I feel like they always have some sort of, it's like 0101 or something. Yeah. Like they got
They're
some
very
good,
symmetrical.
Very, yeah.
Almost every number has something about it. It's almost harder to find a random number that doesn't. You know that, right?
What does that mean?
All random is truth.
Like, yeah. And that's A24 for you. It's our worst bit, but my favorite.
174328.
Yeah. You had to work in your head, whereas most of the time, like I have my credit card number memorized, and there are several times in there where you have looping digits, repeating digits. My bank account number, looping, repeating digits. Like legitimately.
Yeah,
regular.
I'm just saying it's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
But this was 73,7800.
768,000.
768,000.
768,000.
That's right.
That's nice.
It is.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not.
No, it is nice.
I'm not questioning
it's
not, you.
Right. It's nice.
I don't know why you got defensive.
No, that's true. It's on me.
Because I'm for
it's
it.
It's late at night.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
A little cranky.
Don't punch me, yeah. Will Smith.
It's good stuff. It's going to age well.
What's his name?
Steep Stoltz.
Got it.
Come on, man.
I was testing him. Photographic memory.
Photographic.
Steep.
Not what photographic memory is, but go ahead.
It really is, though.
It is.
Steep's great. Steep, last I heard, one of the things he enjoys doing in his break time, building model Jeeps. He's really, Steep is into Jeeps.
Steep is into Jeeps.
That's great.
Dot net.
Is that you, Steep?
Yes.
So you have a website, Steep, and it's Steep is in the
powered
Jeeps.
By Earthlink.
Powered by Earthlink.
Steep, yes.
Steep is into Jeeps.
.net. Powered by Earthlink.
Powered by Earthlink. That's yes. Not part of the web.
I don't know. Everybody want to figure that out. I had a question now that I have you.
Yeah, great, Steep. We don't normally do this, but we'll
what's
take
an FEO?
An FEO?
Yes.
Do you mean SEO?
That's not what Earthlink. That's not what Earthlink said.
They said FEO.
I think.
Okay. Did you have a conversation with people?
I'm into Jeeps, not a tech.
Okay. So why are you asking me if you're not into tech?
Because I need to know this stuff. I'm in the tech world now.
How many people visit your steepsjeeps.net?
Last Steeps month?
Steepsintojeeps.net.
Powered by Earthlink. Yes. Yes. Last month?
Yes. Yes.
Nine.
Are they
the
are
month you, prior?
Yeah.
64,000.
Wow. That was a big month.
I had a deal going on.
Yeah, you did. That yes. was a big February for you.
Big February. Gave away a Jeep.
You gave away a
powered by Earthlink.
Now, the Jeep was powered by yes. Earthlink?
The contest.
Yeah, okay. You build Jeeps, but you didn't give away a full-size running driving Jeep.
I'm not sure. Again, I don't do tech. But it was but a great
to
Jeeps.
You had, you had to give it away, so I think...
Powered
you,
by Earthlink, though. That's okay. The key. Okay. They took care of the logistics. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
We'll be back next week with more episodes. Until then,
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.